Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio. It's a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And Marnie, we have a distinguished guest today.
We do. We have Warren Hansen, who is the president of the Greater Minnesota Housing Fund. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us by phone today. Could you kind of give us a little bit of a background on what it is you folks do there in St. Paul?
Well, sure. Greater Minnesota Housing Fund was established 12 years ago by the McKnight Foundation and Blandin Foundation, and during the last 12 years has financed just about 7,500 units of affordable housing all over the 80 counties of Greater Minnesota. And we work in small rural communities and large regional centers like Duluth and Rochester and Mankato, but many smaller communities like Big Fork, Minnesota, or moderate communities like Wilmer and so forth. The short story that I often say to describe what we do is we fund great local nonprofit development organizations and municipal or county development agencies. So that would include Habitat for Humanity or Three Rivers Community Action or the Rochester First Homes and others all over the state. And half of what those organizations produce historically has been rental housing, affordable rental housing, and about half has been affordable single-family home ownership.
So was the issue before that there was a lack of funding available to do the size of projects that was needed in these communities?
Yeah, you know, if you turn back the clock, and not everybody remembers this, but Governor Arne Carlson, you know, three governors ago, was governor during the mid to late 90s, and during that period of time, there was a huge surge of the national and Minnesota's economy, just a tremendous amount of job growth. And people were moving into Minnesota. We had a lot of in-migration. We had a lot of people moving into the workforce from high school or college and staying in Minnesota. And there was just a real lack of housing in areas where it really mattered, like Rochester. Mayo Clinic was building, you know, expansions and adding doctors and ancillary staff, and they had employees living in motel rooms, doubled up, and things like that. We had job growth in Marshall with Schwann's and in Austin with Hormel and various other places. So we worked with employers, and to make a long story short, during the first several years of Greater Minnesota Housing Fund, about $20 million was raised from various employers, including the ones I just mentioned and others, to create what we called workforce housing, you know, housing for families that were employed in Minnesota's household name businesses.
Well, thank you, Warren and Marnie. This has been part one of a three-part series focusing on rural Minnesota housing. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.